individuals with intellectual disabilities or mental retardation. Our understanding of the term intellectual disabilities, or as the U.S. Department of Education currently refers to, mental retardation, has been in an evolving process. The premier group concerned with individuals with disabilities is the American Association on Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, which until 2007 was known as the American Association on Mental Retardation. This group has currently provided us with 10 different definitions of what it means to have intellectual disabilities. Their most recent definition was formulated in the year 2010. The definition of individuals with mental retardation, however, found in federal legislation, uses the definition very much like the 1973 AAIDD definition. Both definitions consider not only the individual's intellectual ability, but their adaptive behavior skills. In fact, today, greater credence is given to the adaptive behavior skills, the life skills that a person has, rather than measuring what their intellectual ability is. Our classification scheme has also changed over the years. Instead of defining a person on the basis of their intellectual abilities, such as mild, moderate, severe, or profound mental retardation, today professionals look at the amount of support that an individual needs to be successful in the various settings that they will encounter in their life. Mental retardation, or intellectual disabilities, affects approximately 1% of the school-age population and about 8% of individuals receiving a special education. In Chapter 5, you learned about various causes, or possible causes, of intellectual disabilities. There are a multitude of factors that affect whether or not a person has an intellectual disability. We talked about prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal factors. Interestingly, in most cases, we do not know what caused the child's intellectual disability. Individuals with intellectual disabilities represent a very, very heterogeneous population. Their particular learning characteristics will vary by the individual. Some of the areas that affect them are things like their memory skills, their academic skills, their language acquisition skills, their ability to focus on tasks, and memory difficulties. One of the concepts that we looked at was learned helplessness, or as teachers refer to it as pencil down syndrome. Due to a history of failure and the lack of opportunity to be successful, many individuals with intellectual disabilities actually quit a task before reaching success because they figure, why bother? I haven't been successful in the past, and today is no different. Some of the representative learning and behavioral characteristics of individuals with intellectual disabilities include difficulties with memory, attention, which means attending to the relevant aspects of a particular task. Sometimes individuals with intellectual disabilities exhibit motivational problems, specifically learned helplessness, where people will give up, stop trying, because they have a history of failure and they believe that no matter what they do, they will be unsuccessful. Language development, academic difficulties, and even socialization difficulties oftentimes characterize individuals who exhibit intellectual and behavioral disabilities. Currently, individuals with intellectual disabilities are more likely to be served in a self-contained classroom, a more restricted learning environment, rather than being placed in the general education classroom. Over the years, we have made tremendous progress in the movement of individuals with intellectual disabilities to more inclusive settings. This is an area that we need to continue to work on and advocate for. Some students with intellectual disabilities, rather than being exposed to the general education curriculum like their typical classmates, receive a functional curriculum where they learn life skills. They learn how to balance a checkbook, fill out a job application, operate a microwave, learn how to wash clothes. Many students with intellectual disabilities are exposed to what is known as a functional curriculum. The goal of this particular model is to equip these students with the life skills that they are going to need to be successful in both their current situation and in future environments. Much of this instruction occurs in natural environments known as community-based education. For instance, if you're teaching a group of adolescents about banking skills, what better place to do it than at a bank? For many individuals, intellectual disabilities can be a lifelong problem. Today, many adults with intellectual disabilities are finding success in the environment. This has been the goal of advocates to have individuals with disabilities perceived as full-fledged members of society.